This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, children of all ages, and any aliens that might be watching too. If you haven't gotten that aliens reference, please go back to Al-Khalaq, Al-Khaliq, and Ahsan Al-Khaliqeen. Yes. Welcome to a discussion on the 99 names of Allah. We have here with us Ammar Al-Shukri, and yours truly,
Bilal Khan.
What are we doing today?
Today we're doing two names, Al-Zahir and Al-Batin.
Al-Zahir?
Al-Zahir and Al-Batin.
Like the Zahiri Madhab?
Yes.
Okay.
So how is the Zahir and the Batin, what is that translated as? The apparent.
Batin?
And the hidden, yes.
Okay. Not, okay. Be, well, bat, like ta, like ba, ta,
batin, yeah.
Noon.
Okay. Ba, alif, ta, noon.
Okay.
Bilal's going to make the names appear spelled out on the editing.
No, I'm not.
This is not going to be edited very well, so.
Stop trying to add more time to my plate, bro. We're already 27 videos in.
Don't expect subtitles in. Either.
Hey, any of you YouTubers want to volunteer and submit subtitles, even just rip this and put subtitles on it, you're more than welcome to and then upload it to Facebook. We don't care. Just go ahead, put it out there. We love
great.
You guys.
I mean, yes, indeed. Translations are welcome as well.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Hey, go ahead, man.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm just providing the content. You guys go ahead and have fun with it.
Awesome. Yeah, so Al-Zahir is translated generally as the apparent. And Al-Batin means the hidden. Now, as you can imagine, and as we've gotten used to, all of these names...
So Allah, you know, is both the apparent and the hidden?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to have to dig into the layers of the word Zahir, right?
Okay.
That's just...
Is he apparent in his signs and hidden in his actual essence?
Yes. Very good. MashaAllah. Oh. That was impressive. That was very impressive. MashaAllah. No, actually, you articulated better than I was planning on doing.
Okay.
So say that one more time.
I was saying he is apparent in his signs and hidden in his essence.
Very good. That's very good. Exactly. Okay. So let's jump into, it's mentioned in the same
You're
verse.
Like, let's jump in the next name.
Yeah. It's mentioned in the same verse of, okay, in Surah Al-Hadid as the last two from the last video, which is Al-Awwal and Al-Akhir.
Yeah.
Allah says, Huwa Al-Awwal wa Al-Akhir wa Al-Zahir wa Al-Batin. Allah says, He is the first and the last and Al-Zahir and... Al-Batin.
Surah Al-Hadid.
Surah Al-Hadid, verse
not
3.
Surah Al-Hadith, which doesn't exist.
Yes, it is Surah Al-Hadid,
okay,
the iron. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also made dua in the same dua that we were talking about where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء. He says, you are the first, there's nothing before you. وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء. وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء. أنت الباطل فليس دونك شيء. He says, you are a zahir, there's nothing above you.
Mm.
And أنت الباطل, there is nothing فليس من دونك شيء. It's hard to translate. We're going to get to it, inshallah ta'ala.
Okay.
Okay. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, أقضي عنا الدين وغنينا عن الفقر. He's praising Allah عز وجل this entire time. What's the actual request? He says, أقضي عنا الدين. He says,
دين?
Dain is debt.
Okay.
أقضي عنا الدين. Pay our debts for me.
Okay.
And أغنيني عن الفقر. Enrich me from poverty.
Okay.
Right? So those are two powerful things that people stress about every single day.
Yeah. Especially in a debt-based society that we live in now.
Yes. Right? Where you want to remove yourself from debt and everybody wants to become financially free. أغنيني عن الفقر.
And independent.
Yes. So this is a beautiful hadith to learn for those who want to know where it's found. It is in Sahih Muslim. Now, what does al-zahir mean? Al-zahir, like we mentioned, is translated as the apparent, but it also means, of the meanings of al-zahir, is the high.
Is that why they call it the Zahiri Madhab?
Yes, because they always understood things.
Apparent?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
They were extremely literal. Whatever the apparent meaning of the statement was, that's what they followed.
Okay. They didn't go into interpretations.
They didn't go into interpretations. They didn't go into effective causes. They didn't go to anything like that. It's just, what does this mean?
Ibn Hazm from Spain, for yes, those of you who don't know.
Yes. And Dawud al-Zahiri before him, Ibn Hazm revived his yes, madhab.
When did Dawud al-Zahiri live?
He was early. He was with the...
7th, 8th century?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Imam Malik's contemporary?
I don't know if he was Malik's contemporary.
Later?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. Dawud al-Zahiri. I gotta look him up.
So, هو العلي الأعلى سبحانه وتعالى العلي فوق كل شيء. He is the one who is above everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's above everything.
Okay.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla,
how does that relate to that which is apparent?
Well, like I said, it's not necessarily, apparent is not the root word that we're extracting everything from. So he's above his science. Apparent is not the root word that we're extracting from. Okay. We're extracting from the Arabic word, which is lahir. Mm-hmm. And one of those meanings is apparent.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? So apparent is not the base.
So this is where I go into my fun little tangents of, okay, what else does al-lahir mean?
Exactly. Okay. That's what we're going to do. So of the meanings of al-lahir is the high.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is above everything else. Okay. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in many verses, Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa, Allah Azza wa Jalla rose above the throne. Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation. Amintum man fis sama. Allah says, do you feel safe that the one who is in a sama, the one who is in a sama, meaning above the sama, and yakhsifa bikum al-ard, that Allah Azza wa Jalla would make the earth collapse under you, or what do you call this? Yakhsif.
Put in your
take
hand.
The earth and
flip it upside down.
Something like that. Khusuf. أَيَخْسِفْ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he also says,
turn your world inside out.
Turn your world inside out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Allah says they fear their Lord from above them. And there are so many evidences that indicate that Allah Azza wa Jal is above us. In fact, even there's a...
Does this go back to the same Bedouin analogy where they're talking about the jets? They're going to tear their country apart. And how it's like, well, are these jets above Allah or...
Everybody understands just naturally that God is above them. It's not even an Islamic thing. People, when they pray, they don't pray facing down. They don't pray face it. They pray facing upwards, right? They lift their hands up. Nobody lifts their hands in any other direction. Mm. So this is just something that's innate in us, that Allah Azza wa Jal, that God is above us.
Yeah.
And so of the meanings of al-Zahir is the one who's above us.
The one who is the most high.
The one who's the most high, for sure.
So is it,
we go into sujood.
Yeah.
And in our sujood, when we lower ourselves, we say, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to the one who is the most high.
So is al-A'la and al-Zahir different?
Yes.
Okay.
Al-Zahir is, one of the meanings of al-Zahir is al-A'la, the high. That's one of the meanings. But there are other connotations in this word. So what are the other connotations of them? The one الذي ظهر للعقول وقهرها بحججه. The one who overpowers.
Oh, okay.
Right? He overpowers.
القهر?
Yes, but it's a ظاهر. So, for example, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, famous verse, who says, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, he is the one who sent his messenger bilhuda, with guidance, and the religion of truth to overpower all of the other religions.
Okay.
لِيُظْهِرَهُ, to make it
the most high.
The most high, or to highest, make it above.
Okay.
To subdue with it all of the other religions.
Okay.
Right? So this is ظهور. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَإِن تَعُودَ, what is the verse? Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Tahrim, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. ظَهِيرٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had plotted against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Al-Tahrim. You can look up the tafsir. But he says to them that if you go back to what you're doing, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is his mawla. Allah is the protector of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his supporter. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Jibreel and the believers. Yeah. They're all behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. And even after all of that, the angels too have his back. ظَهِيرٌ. They are also with him. They're the force that's with him. And all of this is indicating of that they overpower anybody else.
So ظَهِيرٌ.
Yes. That's of the meanings as well. So this concept of he is the one who overpowers.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is physically, in his essence, the high.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he overpowers everyone else. And his religion overpowers every other religion as well. And then at the same time, you have al-batin. Al-batin means, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is the apparent, like you mentioned, through his signs.
Yeah.
People understand, they come to realize that there is a God. There's no arguments that you need really to establish the belief in the belief in the presence of God or the existence of God.
Like you won't, it's rare that you would find an atheistic farmer.
You're not going to find an atheistic farmer. The famous story of the Bedouin, Ibn Kathir mentions that a Bedouin was asked, how did you come to know that your Lord existed? And he said, إِنَّ الْبَعْرَ لَتَدُلُّ عَلَى الْبَعِيرِ. He says, when I see a animal dropping, it indicates ba'ir, it indicates that some livestock had passed by.
Yeah.
And footprints indicate that a person had to walk by.
Yeah.
So a sky that's built without pillars and an ocean that's filled with waves and, you know, all of these trails between mountains and valleys, doesn't all of that indicate the presence of Al-Latif, the subtle, Al-Khabir, all-knowing? Like, he did it in poetry, but it's just like...
Well, the Bedouin was poetic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's not anything. People, you can be a Bedouin and talented. They didn't need to be...
I'm just imagining somebody who's Bedouin, illiterate,
be just as talented as anybody else.
Okay.
You know? I mean, how many poets and creatives didn't necessarily go to school or, you know, weren't even in those types of... Okay. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you have al-batin, then you have al-batin, and al-batin is the hidden.
Okay.
Al-batin is the hidden. So hidden meaning that he's not seen. He's not... he can't be sensed. He's beyond our senses.
Okay.
لا تدركه الحواس. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لا تدركه الأبصار. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that, you know, your people's sights do not encompass him. They can't see him.
Is this in any way related to the word al-ghayb?
Well, Allah Azza wa Jalla is, al-ghayb is everything that's unseen.
Okay. But this is specific to Allah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is al-batin. فَلِيَعْلِمْ
I just think to myself, would it be appropriate for a ninja that's Muslim to call himself Abdul Batin?
Sure, why not? If you're going to make a series of comic book heroes, you can call one of them Abdul Batin. Yeah, sure. And so the believer also knows that anything that they can conjure up in their imagination is not Allah.
Okay.
Because... if you can conjure it up,
your imagination is limited too.
If you can conjure it up, it's not what Allah Azza wa Jalla is.
Okay.
Right? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is al-batin. He is beyond our senses. He's beyond our imaginations. In fact, Allah's creation is beyond our comprehension and our imagination. Allah says, I have prepared for my believing slaves what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and has not been conjured up by the imagination of any heart. Talking about Jannah. And so if we can't even imagine Jannah.
Oh, even Jannah itself is
batin. Jannah is beyond, but Jannah is, that's what the word Jannah means, by the way.
What?
Anytime you have jinn and noon,
yeah,
it indicates that this thing is hidden.
So jinn?
Jinn is hidden.
Oh.
Jannah is hidden. When a person is insane.
Majnoon.
Majnoon, right?
Yeah.
Junoon. Because this insanity, is you can't see it, you can't touch it. Yeah, right? Yeah. The baby in the stomach of the mother is called Janine.
Okay.
Okay. So anything that's, you have that root word, it indicates that that's something that's hidden. And so Allah Azza wa Jal himself, right, is beyond our senses, beyond our comprehension. Also, as you mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal is apparent in his.
So Jahannam also.
No.
No.
But close. You get a fist bump for that. It's a different root.
It's a different book. It got Jim and Noon in it.
Yeah, but I said the root.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So not everything that has a Jim and Noon, but that comes from the root of that. And also the meanings of al-batin, by the way, is that Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything.
Okay.
Because he's hidden, but he's present. Right? And so Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah...
So al-batin also means present.
Because the idea is this, that he's hidden, but that doesn't mean that he's hidden and distant. He's hidden and present.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is al-Zahir. So you, there, it's like a balance of the names. Al-Zahir means you get this idea of distance, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above us, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is,
beyond,
right? But then you have al-Batin, which indicates intimacy.
Okay. Oh, present/intimate.
So Allah Azza wa Jal, he's not distant, but Allah Azza wa Jal is close. He is close from his slaves. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَوَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ in Surah Al-Qaf. Allah Azza wa Jal says, we've created mankind and we know what their souls whisper to themselves, and we are closer to them than their jugular vein. Right? And Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allah says, if you speak, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows as-sir. He knows that which is whispered or secrets, or, you know, that which is said very, very softly. And he knows even what's less than that.
Sir?
Yep.
Like sihr?
No. Sir.
Sir. Okay. Sir.
Like you have two prayers. One is sir and one is jahr. The sir is dhuhr, asr.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
It's called a sir prayer. And then jahr is fajr.
Maghrib
Isha. Because you speak out loud. Sir is, you're so quiet, like only you're hearing what you're saying. Nobody okay. else is hearing. So it's very soft. But at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jalla hears that, and He hears akhfa min dhak, that which is even more subtle than that. What you don't share with anybody, maybe what you don't even speak out, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is very, very, very intimate.
Intuned.
Very intuned, very aware. I was told recently actually by Sheikh Yasser Fazaqa. So he was just telling me.
He's in Austin, by the way.
Yeah. So he was just telling me that a conversation that he had with a priest, and that priest had read the Bible.
Okay.
Sorry, he had read the Quran.
Oh.
So he read the Quran from cover to cover.
Like in English or Arabic?
Yeah, in English.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't ask him what language.
Okay.
See, your curiosity is beyond mine. The guy said he read the Quran.
I was like, okay. Yo, it'd be so cool if a priest actually read the Quran okay. in Arabic.
So. I'm assuming that he read it in English, but
okay.
the thing that he took away is how knowledgeable Allah is.
Okay.
That's the thing. He said, Allah is so knowledgeable, because the reflection was that is in Christianity, God isn't necessarily that knowledgeable. Al-Alim, 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 by the way, is like the name other than Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, if you don't count Surah the Basmala as part of the Surah.
Yeah.
Al-Alim is the name that comes the most
okay.
in the Quran.
And have we done Al-Alim?
Yeah, we did Al-Alim. I believe we did Al-Alim. But I don't want to drag on
yeah.
just because I don't know how much you're going to edit, and I don't want to keep people, I don't know how interesting this is for people, but the idea is...
It's very interesting, people.
It's very interesting for Bilal. So the idea is that...
we have not done Al-Alim.
Okay, so inshallah we'll get to it. But Allah Azza wa Jal, just knowing everything.
Yeah.
Not only does He know what you say and what you do, He knows what you intend. So Allah Azza wa Jal says...
That's why in the al-amalu binniyat.
Yeah, the scholars, they say Allah Azza wa Jalla, He knows what has happened and what did happen and what didn't happen, if it happened, how it would happen.
And the manifestation of what did happen is the best what could have happened.
Yes, because that's His will and that's His wisdom. But He knows every other combination that could have existed.
He knows all alternate realities.
Yes.
The infinite multiverse.
Yes, exactly. See, that type of stuff that makes people like fans so excited
yeah.
right, when they introduce an alternate ending, right? Just an alternate ending. People yeah. are like, oh my God, that's so amazing. Allah knows all of the alternate endings to every scenario. And how many choices do we make in a single day?
In a single moment.
In a single moment. It's incredible, right? Even our word choices. You just say, man, I wish I had said this instead of that. It probably wouldn't have caused this reaction. And Allah knows every single, it's beyond our comprehension.
This makes me wonder, can one travel to different multiverses?
You can. Once you get to Jannah, you can do whatever you want. You know, and that's something that I'm sure lots of people talk about, like just simulating different things in the dunya
yeah.
in Jannah. Like what would happen if Michael Jordan played LeBron James?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just stuff like that. But when you get to Jannah...
Will you care about that?
Will you care when you're introduced to what no eye has seen and no ear has heard and not been conjured up by the imagination of any soul? Are you even going to care about what's happened in the dunya? People are like, I want to watch the history of the world, you know,
yeah.
when I get to Jannah. You may not care about the dunya at all once you get there. Let's just get there.
This makes me wonder is, it, you know, if Allah SWT would create more beings or whatever, you know, beyond our time, would we care to even engage and observe that?
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so, subhanAllah. The last thing that I want to just mention is, like I mentioned, these are the humbling names. So these names conjure up in your soul and in your mind, your heart, the notion that, you know what? I'm very, very limited. I will never completely be able to wrap my mind around that awwal and al-akhir and these concepts.
Yeah.
Or al-zahir and al-batin.
Just leave it at what it is. And
just leave it as what it is. And yeah. I believe in
Allah. I mean, the thing is, one could try to understand it, but don't question it. Right?
Exactly. you come to understand it, and again, you understand it according to your job description.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I need, what I need to understand from these names, all of these names,
yeah,
is in accordance with what will make me fulfill my role of وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Okay.
This is all supposed to make me a better worshiper. If it's making me a better worshiper, great.
Okay.
If it's making me make dua, if I heard that dua already about, you know, أَقْضِ عَنِّي الدَّيْنِ وَغْنِينَ عَنِ الْفَقْرِ, like, I need to start putting that into my
daily dua habit,
my repertoire, my daily dua habit.
Yep.
It's all supposed to make me a better worshiper of Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, this whole conversation about the names of Allah, we always have to remember in our mind, and something that you have to engage with yourself and comment and share, because you may have reflections that are even better than anything that we've prepared. But Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah says, to Him belong the beautiful names, call Him by them.
No doubt. So
we end here. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم كثيرا.